department.
Absolutely. Health educator Hannah Garrett, glad to have you here. You've got different programs happening with the health department, Hannah. Talk about, for instance, I know there are grants involved. You've got one for what's called the Office of Wellness Navigation. Mm-hmm. Now, tell us about that and how that plays into what we're talking about today.
Yeah, so the Office of Wellness Navigation, or OWN as we like to call it, is a patient navigation program that helps reduce barriers to preventative health care. So currently we focus on women's, adolescent, and dental health. Although we hope to expand our programs in the future, we currently will not turn anyone away who needs help.
Excellent. I know I was asking before we went on how long you've been with the health department. Several years now.
It'll be four years in August.
Talk about the importance of these programs and the people that you meet. There's a real need out there.
Yeah. So this program, we try to reduce barriers that people may be facing to getting their health care. So if you have transportation issues, if you do not have insurance or you're underinsured, if you just don't have time to sit on hold to schedule an appointment, we can do that for you. So we try to do anything we can to get you to your preventative health care appointment.
If someone's sitting out there and maybe they're embarrassed or they're just scared, frankly, and they just literally do not know how to get started, but they do have these health care needs and some of these other needs, I assume they don't worry about that piece of it. Just call you at the health department.
Yes, exactly. And all of our calls are kept confidential, and we only share your information if you consent to it. So if you just have questions or you think you might be in need of some navigation, we would love for you to reach out, and we would love to help you.
So no dumb questions, dumb inquiries, no dumb calls that can be made.
No,
you're here to help.
Yes.
Absolutely. How has it, and with you, before we wrap up, what's your perspective of this? You've been involved with this now for several years. It has to be very gratifying to be able to fill this need in Mercer County in this region.
Yes, it is. And I don't have the exact number, but we have helped probably over 100 or so women in the county get caught up on their mammograms or their pap smears. And so we see every day, the difference that we can make in getting people in. And hopefully if there is something going on, we can catch it early so it's treatable.
What's the best way to contact you, get a hold of you, phone number, website?
So probably our phone number. So it's 309-582-3759. But you can also check out our Facebook and our website. We have a lot of information on there as well.
Well, that's great. Hannah, we really appreciate you coming in, health educator with the Mercer County Health Department.
Well, thank you for having me.
Glad that you are here on this beautiful day. And I'll tell you, Terry,